Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Canceled podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Canceled podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know this was coming. This is another episode of Let's Get Canceled podcast with Casual Ninja and Born Trucker.
What up, babes?
And you know what we're going to talk about today. The whole world's been talking about it. We got to talk about the whole Will Smith, Chris Rock situation. Mainly because it was unexpected. And for the most part, right off the jump, I'm going to say I think Will Smith embarrassed himself. Not because he wanted to defend his wife. Just the consequences of it all that maybe we not are going to see as of yet, but we're going to see down the line, but also what it represents based on his current relationship that we've been noticing over the past couple of years that we did not ask for. They honestly invited us, not personally, but invited us viewers into their life that we did not ask to know about, and their relationship is actually toxic. But, Trucker, what's your opinion on it?
Well, if it was real, even though I think it was staged.
You still think it's staged?
Yeah, I still think it was staged. I understand Will getting up there and going to smack. I understand it was a joke. It wasn't a very good joke. But I also understand that him and Chris have had some type of smoke between them since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told Chris on numerous occasions, leave my wife's name out your mouth. Stop talking about it. So for him to get on a national platform that potentially has tens of millions of people watching, and you try to make a bad joke about my wife, yeah, I might have to do something. Even if it looks like I was laughing at it, I might have just been laughing and go along with it. But bottom line is, you don't talk about another man's wife. Sad part is that because his wife invited us into the innermost workings of their marriage, this shit makes him look like Super Sam.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna have to disagree with you on certain points. The only reason why I don't think it's staged for two reasons is because one, if it was staged, I don't think law enforcement would have got involved, especially when I asked Chris about pressing charges, Chris tried to press charges, at which he didn't want to press charges. And second, for this to be Will Smith's first time winning a Oscar Grammy Award, for the slap to outshadow that, I don't think is a good look. I mean, he basically did it to himself. So,
where's the disagreement?
Huh?
Where's the disagreement?
Yeah. But and at the same time, when it comes to whole defending your wife, it's like, look, I've been to numerous comedy shows. Have I, was there certain points in the comedy show, depending where I was sitting at, was I made of a butt of a joke? Yeah. And if I had my girlfriend with me at the time and she became the joke, maybe it's a different type of class thing between old school and new school. I'm not getting offended. Now this, to me, there's context to it. Now, if making fun of me and my girl is the only thing he got going on that night, then there's going to be some type of issue. But if I'm not the only one getting singled out in the crowd, and he's made fun of numerous people in the crowd, and I'm not the only one. I just think it's stupid to take it personal. Now, you said they had beef. I wasn't aware of it. But before the whole Will Smith thing happened, I took a little view in the Oscars. He was making jokes, not only just to them. He even made fun of Denzel Washington. You know, he did jokes with him before the whole Will Smith thing happened. So the reason why I say it looks bad is because I'm not saying, well, first of all, we both can agree that the joke wasn't funny. It wasn't. Do I think the joke was offensive? No, because I truly believe he didn't know she had alopecia. And until I hear otherwise, I'm sticking to that. Because I didn't know that. You know, so I'm not saying because I didn't know, he didn't know. I truly believe if Chris ain't the type of person to do that. It's just my opinion. I don't know the man from jump. He don't know me from jump. But at the same time, it's just the fact that Will Smith could have handled it differently based on where he was at. And he thought he had the authority and the power to do that to anybody. And the point I'm trying to make is, if it was anybody else but Chris Rock who was doing jokes, if it was a white woman, he would have slapped. A white man, he would have slapped. Some type of comic who wasn't Chris Rock, there would have been consequences and repercussions that night. Okay, the fact that Will Smith waited to the day after to issue a public apology, he didn't even issue it that night. Chris Rock was the one who issued not a public apology, but apology to the host, which was Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes, all of them, because it was they night. And that little slap overshadowed everything. So just like Will Smith, on the other hand, did more than disrespect Chris Rock, but everything else that represented. Yeah, and there was like a few perks from it, and the viewership on the Oscars went up. You know, now everybody's talking about Chris Rock. It blew his name up. He's gonna get tons of money out of this situation. But on a respect level, when it comes to Will Smith, I feel like it got dropped, because right now some of the women who are defending Will Smith saying, "Oh, you know, I think he did what good." It's like, first of all, the bitches that's talking, they out of pocket. Okay, they're talking about a situation that one that's probably they never experienced, never will experience, and they just talking out their ass to my, "Oh, if that was my man, I would be happy did that," because you want some ghetto shit. It's just that simple. Like, no more, no less. I think there's levels to everything, and a corny joke ain't worth getting slapped or embarrassing yourself, because everything has a cost. That's just my take on it. So,
right. Well, you got your side of it. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this part where I'm hearing people talk about, well, if it was a white man or it was a white woman or if it was somebody else up there, he wouldn't have slapped them. That's just trying to create talking points. Let's just talk about what happened and who it was. Mm-hmm. Because it was nobody else but Chris Rock that did. Period. I don't care. I'm not going to engage in that. What if it was this person? What if it was that person? He wouldn't have did anything. You can make up any story about that. Let's just talk about what happened. My point is, he made a joke about his wife. He didn't like it. He got the shit slapped out of him. He should have. That's what he's supposed to do with his wife. Now, this ain't his girlfriend. This ain't his side piece. This ain't his fiance. That's his wife. Somebody he's been married to for the past 20 years, has gone through who knows what they've gone through together, has bared two of his children. Now, I'm not trying to say that they're the perfect family, that they've got it all going on. But I know one thing's for sure. They got enough money so that even if a negative backlash comes at Will, so what? He good. Now, when the other point people like talking, bringing up is, well, if they were in a comedy club, but they wasn't. They wasn't in a crowd of maybe 100 people and everybody's there for the same purpose but to laugh. and joke around and be ha 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 ha. Oscars is supposed to be a serious night. It's supposed to be something that can elevate your career, or you just stay right where you at. So when he made the joke, most people can admit the joke wasn't funny. Now, whether or not he knew she had alopecia, this is the same Chris Rock that did a whole documentary on Black women and their hair and how important it is to them. Now, if me and you know she got alopecia, what makes you think he don't know? Because Jada has made so much of her shit so public. So for him to say, oh, I didn't know, he knew. He just decided to make a joke about it.
Why are we acting like alopecia is a deadly disease?
Not a matter if it's a deadly disease or not. You talking about my wife, fam. I don't care if we're not at a comedy club. I've been telling you for years, stop talking about my wife. You wait to get on a national platform, possibly viewed by millions of people, and you got jokes about my wife? Nah, fam. He lucky all he got was slap.
The reason why I disagree is because people have went harder on Will Smith and Jada other than Chris Rock. I'm talking rappers, comedians.
How many people did it to his face?
Not that I can recall.
Now, another poor talking point people want to bring up is he didn't have all that energy for August. We know what Jada told us about the whole August Alsina situation. But I don't think we know everything that went down about that.
Yeah, maybe, but at the same time. Okay, so she brought it up. But this dude came out with...
And they got an open relationship.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm saying August, he came out with a song about it. You know, I'm just saying, like, yo, like, he... I just feel like other people had their worst things other than the joke that Chris Rock did.
Yo, if anything, people hating on the fact that he allegedly fucked Jada and got paid off him.
Ain't nobody hating on August. Nobody even cares. They're making fun of the situation.
Right, but see, the thing is, if they got an open relationship, so what? We don't know about who he's fucked.
Not yet. Because
trust me, if it came out, then the story would be different.
Yeah, not yet, though.
But if you got an open relationship with somebody, it's open. I fuck who I want to.
Yeah. Well, everybody's definitely divided on this topic and subject. And
I see the division being something that's in different categories. There's a generational difference. And then there's also a difference between men that are married and men that are unmarried. Me, my position is still, I've been in a comedy club before. I've been in the front row. I've had the comedians start getting on people in the front row. I shot homeboy a look like that, said, yo, fam, you start popping jokes over here, I'm going to see you after the show. Because I'm not there to be made fun of. I'm there to laugh, but don't make me the butt of your jokes so that you get paid.
But my thing, why take it even that personal?
Why he can't make jokes?
No, I'm not saying
without making fun of me in the process.
I'm not saying he can't do that. I'm just saying if that's part of you never know if that's part of his act. It could be a one-time joke.
Right, but see, maybe you the type of person that could sit there and let somebody make a joke about you. I don't rock like that.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm not about that life. That life about me, fam. You got jokes. You got jokes. I don't care if you're on the stage or not. You talking shit. Bottom line.
I'm saying for people who feel that way, yeah, I should not go to a comedy club then.
I don't go to comedy clubs. I've been like once or twice.
Yeah, but...
But then at the same time, can't nobody tell me what the fuck I can and can't do. Not in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So if dude got jokes about me and I don't like it and I want to see him afterwards, that's my business. Can't nobody tell me I'm right or wrong. All
right.
Your opinion, anybody else's opinion, does that shit really matter to me? Does it really matter to Will Smith? Nah, we can say all we want about him. He could buy us probably 100 times over.
If there's one thing I learned, It don't matter how much money you got if you ain't got no respect.
Who cares if you got respect if you pay? There's a difference between having no respect and being broke and respect and you got guap. When Alpo shot Rich Porter and he was still coming back to Harlem, you think he cared what anybody thought? Nah, dude got money. Mm. 50 Cent goes at everybody. He trolls everybody. You think he care? He got money.
Well, then I say let's put that theory to the test. I think more people should get at Will Smith in front of their face and see what happens.
See, why you want to kick a bit? Why you want to kick a dog? Kick dogs, yeah. And here's the thing. Here's the funny part about that. And this is the whole finicky thing about even being a celebrity. Before this thing with Will Smith happened, everybody was loving Will Smith. You going to see his movies. You saw I, Robot, I, Legend, Wild Wild West, Bad Boys. That's some of your favorite flicks. Some of my favorite flicks. But now all of a sudden, because of one incident, now we're going to tarnish his name.
Oh, it's not over for one incident, man.
Okay, but we're not talking about what's happened to him. We're only talking about the one thing that we know that he's done.
No, the reason why this is a big deal because we know what the cause is, and the cause of all this flack is because of Jada Pinkett Smith.
Well, that's a whole different topic. Do I think she's a good wife? Hell no, because she brought up a subject that ain't have nothing to do with. Like, see, here's the funny thing. And this is something that's crazy. A lot of people talk about people starting podcasts or these discussions so that they can heal themselves. Why couldn't Jada talk about the shit she went through in private? Because the shit that go down between a married couple is supposed to be their business.
That's my point.
Right, but see, most people out here aren't married, ain't been married 20 years, don't understand what that commitment is. Don't have kids with that woman. But all of a sudden, y'all saying, yeah, he should just up and leave her. Because it makes sense.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is you can't say the people don't have a valid opinion when you chose to put your business out there. So now.
Well, then choose to put his business out there.
Well,
she chose to put it out
there. That's my point. So
now, the only business that Willis put out there was getting up and slapping Chris Rock. Now, one school of thought might say that Will has been handling this shit pretty admirably. But then you got a lot of people, or then you got another side of people saying, yo, Will should have handled August. Why he ain't have the same energy for August? We don't know that. Will is a private person. But I'll tell you what I do know. After Alicina dropped that song with the whole entanglement thing, when was that?
It was the same year. It had to be 2019, 2020, maybe.
What's the last thing you heard from this man?
And that music-wise, that's it. But his career was already shot.
So when he made the whole song thing, he was reaching his straws because his career was already on the downslope.
Mm-hmm.
Or, since everybody wants to conjecturize this, what if Will Smith went and bought his contract and now he can't make no money?
I mean, we don't know.
Something done quietly, the way Will Smith likes to do. Because honestly, this whole smack, it's one incident for him. It's something that's out of character. But when you consider everything that's been thrown at him over the past couple of years, everybody got a breaking point.
The point that the people try to make is he may have slapped Chris Rock, but they feel like that outbreak wasn't meant for him.
I think it was. Because you're talking about my wife. Period. Like a lot of cats out here, a lot of dudes out here, they fucking sad. You can have a dude walk up and disrespect your woman and you ain't gonna say shit. That's some punk shit right there. And then you wonder why black women talk about we don't feel protected.
I think that whole shit is a bunch of crap. as well. Well,
see, that's your opinion, but if you went back and did the history on it, you might have a different opinion. A lot of people have opinions, but opinions are like assholes. We all got one, and they all stink.
I'm saying you can't talk about protecting the same person who ruined your home.
That's his wife. Do you understand the commitment is for life and sickness or health till death do us part, for better or worse? See, most people can't grasp that because most people can't even get to that point. I don't care about what the marriage rates might be right now, because even when you listen to the man talk about it, he's like, well, was there any physical abuse? Did he cheat on you? So what? Did he bring you home a disease? That's a different story now. But people are human. People make mistakes. We want to crucify people for being human. That's the part that kills me. Will Smith was being human. He wasn't defending his girl. He wasn't just defending his wife. He was defending the woman, the mother, his two kids. Now, we can call that family a weirdo and all of that. But if you did some research on what Jaden is doing on his own, you might be surprised. And Will Smith was part of raising that man.
We're not bashing him, his capability of being a good father. I'm saying is, he put it out there that their relationship was open. He put it out there that clearly Jada wasn't happy. I mean, hell, the fact that his own daughter wrote a letter to Tupac saying to come back so her mom could be happy. As you're being the father of that daughter, how does that make him feel?
Probably not good. But the thing is, if you're a melanated person and you claim anything to understand about your relationship with the Most High, then you would understand that you're not even supposed to be speaking on this. You don't speak on a marriage.
Again, they invited the public into their life.
No, they invited people. They invited this, but they didn't invite people to talk about it. See, that's the thing. People don't know when to just bottom line, shut the fuck up. This ain't your business. So what you talking about it for? Because your life ain't shit? You ain't got nothing going on in your life, so you want to talk about somebody else? I mean, there's an old phrase that goes, stupid people talk about people. Moderately intelligent people talk about events. And geniuses talk about ideas. So right now, I feel like a fucking stupid ass because I'm even talking about this shit because it's some other people.
No, we're talking about because what it represents.
What's it represent? Is this a slap for the black man in the community? Is this something I need to defend?
Oh no! Like the whole point is, we honestly feel like you. Okay, the whole point is, he told about his wife. Period. That's basically the bottom line. He told about his wife. We're saying the joke wasn't even
funny,
and we don't think the joke was even disrespectful to cause a slap. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so make this make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock does a documentary about 10 plus years ago about how important a woman's hair is to her. Now, mind you, Jada didn't shave her hair off. It fell out. Now, mind you, there's even something in the Bible that says something about this, but I'm going to just let y'all go and check it to make sure I'm not just talking out my ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you understand, Chris Rock, how important a melanated woman's hair is to her, and you have any idea or inclination that her hair fell out, why are you making jokes? If she'd have shaved her head off, I'm pretty sure Jada would have laughed.
She did laugh.
I didn't see a laugh.
You can go to Kevin Samuels' video. Like, after Chris Rock said, wow, Wilson just slapped the shit out of me, she busted out laughing.
Right, but did she laugh at the joke?
No, she rolled her eyes.
Right. So this is the same thing. Even if we was in a comedy club and dudes getting on you, shit might not be funny to you.
And the funny thing is, she didn't even look at Will Smith when he came back to his seat. She didn't talk to him. She didn't address him enough. She just stood there.
He looked at his wife. Who had to go home with Jada at the end of that night? Chris Rock or Will Smith?
Unfortunately, Will Smith.
Well, you say unfortunately, but, that's his wife. We all get to go home and talk about it and not even have to be stressed about it. Just talk about it. But Will Smith is also the same man that said, you know, I had to wake up next to Jada for a full year with her waking up and crying. And if I'm right, it's about her hair falling out. So for him, it's not funny. He might have, you might have seen him laugh, but if he looks over at his wife and she ain't happy, well, shit, I got to go home today. Now, overall, do I think she's been a great wife to him? I'd say 60% of it hasn't been that great.
My thing
but,
is,
but he's still married to her. He's not divorced. And he would be a fool to divorce her. I guarantee you they got a marriage license that's sanctioned by the state, which allows the state to come in and divvy up your funds.
Yeah, it's kind of like how Bill Clinton never divorced, you know.
You mean Hillary never divorced?
Same shit, yeah.
Right. And what did people eventually see about Hillary? Oh, she's got strong character. She became a great states person. Why we can't say the same thing about Will? Because he a black man? He's supposed to be about it. All the time.
Not even. He married a woman who was in love with somebody else.
But see, here goes the other part that people don't get. If August was in their household, August knew they were married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the level of disrespect right there. But often people want to get at the person that your mate cheated with instead of getting at your mate. Now, Will Smith openly said, I was done with you. It was a wrap for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's apparently something she said or did in regards to that whole situation that made him pull back from it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it wasn't in no comedy club. Yeah, he made jokes about everybody else, but the jokes were funny. Do you know how old G.I. Jane is?
No.
Matter of fact, you got a whole generation right now that when he said that joke had no clue what he was talking about.
No, I agree. I agree on that one.
So, you know, again, man that makes a documentary about how important black women's hair is, and you cracking jokes on a bald-headed black woman in the front. But I bet you his ass was out there screaming Wakanda forever.
You're making this to a black thing, man.
Well, he did the documentary about black women's hair, right? It wasn't about white women's hair.
Yeah.
He did it about black women's hair. So you did a movie, which now seems to sound like something you just did because you could and it was going to make money and make you popular in the black, the melanated female sector. But then you turn out to be a hypocrite when you get on stage and make fun of his wife because she bald-headed. Make it make sense. I mean, honestly, nothing celebrities do to me makes sense anyway. Nothing they do is realistic to me anyhow. But, you know, you get the backstory where the police asked him if he wanted to press charges. Well, here's the thing. After this whole thing went down, him and Chris actually spoke. From my understanding, Chris issued an apology. Now, I've heard many popular comedians say, whatever I say up on that stage, I said it. I'm not going to be forgiven for it. But if he didn't feel he was wrong about something, why apologize?
They announced that P. Diddy lied about that, that they never spoke. You know.
Who said that?
Hmm?
Who said that?
I forgot the person's name, but they asked somebody, did they really speak? Because P. Diddy said, yo, they spoke that night, it resolved, and it was like, they never spoke to each other. You know, so.
I'm talking about afterwards.
Oh, I didn't hear that they spoke at all. You know, at the event or anything. I heard he's just been quiet about it. And he only said little things about it on his first stand-up. You know, He said he's still processing it. You know, he'll eventually talk about it, but right now, he already has something written for his tour, you know, here and there. So, but obviously, you're Team Will Smith. I'm Team Chris Rock.
No, I'm not Team Will Smith. I'm not Team Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. I'm protecting my black woman. If she don't like it, she don't like it. I gotta react to it because I gotta live with it.
Guess I'm
and
not
if you good. Understand how a woman works, some shit you did 5 years ago can come up 5 years later. Let's say they already got a rocky marriage right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want to add to it? Nah. Because honestly, I really don't give a fuck about the whole situation because at the end of the day, don't put no money in my pocket.
No, I don't care either, but I'm saying, you know, if that's the case, guess I'm not getting married because I disagree with certain things.
Well, everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah, you know, I the whole... But
you do understand the point.
No, I understand the point, but at the same time, I'm looking at the other side of the spectrum. I'm not defending, I don't want to say... I'm not defending a race of women who contribute in my being condemned and shit. If that makes sense. You can't play victim and play victor at the same time. You gotta choose a role. Can't be queen and shit and talk about you need protection. And then you want protection from the same men you condemn. Fuck that.
Well, I get it. But at the same time, we're not talking about a married couple.
No, we're not talking about married couple, but we're talking about that's something that's in the black community also, if you want to bring up on a race portion of it.
Well, I'm talking about a group of people that, in essence, have been broken for hundreds of years to the point that certain traumas that we experienced in this country have been passed down on a genetic level to our children. Certain things we do, we don't understand it, but we do it. You ever wonder why when you start laughing real hard, you start moving? Nah, you don't know.
Yeah.
Part of the reason you laugh and move around is because there was a point in history for us in this country that if you laughed as a black man or a black woman, you might have suffered the penalty of death. So it became natural for us to run away and laugh.
Mm. Well,
hold on. You ever wonder why if you see another black person running, you start running? Why?
I figured there's danger over there where he's running from.
But that don't make sense. I see somebody running. Why am I running? But it's instinctive that if you see another melanated person run, you ain't asking questions. You out too.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the traumas we've been through. But because few of us actually give a fuck enough to go and do the history on our culture since we've been here or since we've been colonized here, it's easy to believe the rhetoric that's being taught to you that continues to be shown to you in programs such as TV news.
Well, the point I want to address that I feel like everybody is sleeping on or that they want to address it, but I feel like they're just going around the topic. When it comes to Will Smith and Jada Smith, when it comes to open relationship and a marriage, things that are put out there, if he was fully okay with the terms of his marriage, it being open, all that good stuff, his reactions would have been different. He would have seemed like he was more in control, and it seemed like that was the complete opposite. He don't seem like he's in control of his
household. All right, so what's your definition of an open relationship? Because that didn't sound like the definition of it to me.
No, I'm saying his reaction to it. Now, I've never been in an open relationship.
I have.
Yeah, so, and I really think the term open relationship is an oxymoron. And I think it defeats the purpose. It's like, if you want to be in an open relationship, why are you in a relationship, period, defeats the purpose.
Well, the Bible even discusses men having multiple wives. So what's unnatural about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, from a procreation standpoint, yeah, but it's just like, you know, your time is divided among so many people. You can't make enough time for everybody.
Why not?
Man.
If you out there getting the bread that it takes to feed more than one person, should you be worrying about your attention to them, or should they be worrying about their attention to you?
And that's to you.
I did my job already. Y'all got a job to do now. Now, I know some people might hear that and be like, oh, that don't sound fair. Fuck that. Life ain't fair. The whole marriage thing is about survival, building nations. And currently, as a melanated group of people, our neighborhoods are broken. We don't even have communities anymore. We don't have neighborhoods. We don't have none of that. We don't control shit. We got money we spend, but how many of us are taking that money and building industries, building factories? But the money's out there. Mm-hmm. Why it ain't being done? Because ultimately, the biggest lesson we've learned is that it's every man for himself. I got here, you on your own.
It's been like that.
Yeah. Actually, just go to your job. Next time you go to your job, see, the generation I grew up in, things like philanthropy, public service was a norm. But go and ask at your job the next time you're there, amongst your peers, how many of y'all got a charity you give to?
I would assume none.
That's the problem. They're not even smart enough to understand that having a charity drops down your tax bracket. Almost guarantees you some type of refund. So there's a social illiteracy and a financial illiteracy that runs rampant in our community. There's people out there that just can't do it for themselves. It's not their fault. But we live in a society where when that baby comes out, we don't say, oh, defect, throw it in the incinerator. Nah. We say, let this child try to have the best life they possibly can have. So it's up to us to take the little bit of crumbs we got and help them out. But too many people are too busy trying to buy Jordans, get the latest Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Rolex. You living in the projects, but you driving a Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Shit don't make sense. But the problem is everybody's me, and don't comprehend that. If everybody in the world ain't good, how the fuck can you be good?
I never claim to be good.
but see, the thing you got to realize is if other people ain't good and you walk down the street, if you say you lived in a community of 100 people and 20 of those people were doing fucked up, when you walk down the street, you got the potential of 20 people robbing or killing you because they're just trying to eat.
Yeah, I see that point. But it's just like you said, and to bring it down in layman's terms, everybody expects the next man or woman to do something about it, not them.
See, it's kind of like, I haven't heard anybody say, well, Will was wrong for hitting him, but I commend him for doing it anyway, because that was his wife. See, people can't split themselves like that. People just want to say, I'm on this side or I'm on that side. But I'm not on either side because nothing that they do put money in my pocket. And me personally, I never really found Chris Rock's stand-up to be that funny. Just like when you watch Kings of Comedy, right?
Yeah.
Who would you say out of the Kings of Comedy came out on top as being the richest person right now?
Maybe Steve Harvey.
Okay. Have you ever watched Steve Harvey stand up?
Just the one on Kings of Comedy.
Okay. How funny was he on Kings of Comedy?
He was decent.
Okay. So out of the four guys, who was the funniest? Rank them.
I'd put, maybe D.L. Hughley was like second place.
Who's first?
I forgot his name. It's the fat dude. From Cedric. Cedric and Tanner, yeah.
What about Bernie Mac?
I forgot about Bernie because I put Bernie Mac second place. Steve Harvey third. D.L. Hughley fourth.
Okay, so you thought Steve was funnier than D.L. Hughley. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, for me, it would be Bernie Mac, Cedric, D.L., and Steve. Okay. Now, outside of the Kings of Comedy, I've seen Steve Harvey stand up.
Mm.
He's all right. He don't make me crack up. And when I say laugh, I'm talking about I can't catch my breath laugh.
Mm.
Got a lot of comedians out here that can make you giggle, chuckle, but can they truly make you laugh from the belly? Now, this ain't to take anything away from Steve Harvey's career because he's had an amazing career. One of the first Kings of Comedy to get his own TV show. Wrote a book. Has multiple TV shows going on right now. The man knows how to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Bernie Mac, last one on there to get something. But in the order of what they got, it was Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley. Might have been D.L. Hughley first, because I remember his TV show. But then it was right around this thing, Steve Hightower and the whole teaching music class. Then Cedric. Then Bernie Mac. But at the same time, being a melanated person, I would have to say the one person that was the least safe during that show was Bernie Mac and Cedric. Their comedy was risque because they weren't pandering to a white audience. They just did jokes. I mean, most people don't even know that whole line about when Bernie Mac goes, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Was because that night at the Apollo, they was going in on people. You ever been to the Apollo?
Never been inside of it, but I've been around there.
All right, you go to Apollo Theater comedy show, yo fam, they are unforgiving. If your shit is whack, you're going to know about it. You might leave that stage crying. But there was a comedian up there that they was trashing. He left early. Bernie Mac's back there like, oh, shit, what the fuck? So when he got out on there, instead of being shook, he came out there, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Everybody laughed because the audience knew what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But again, going back to this whole Chris Rock, Will Smith shit, only thing that I'm looking for, which might be fucking hilarious if it happens, is Will Smith getting jumped.
Well, I don't think he's going to get jumped, but best
believe. Okay. Why you don't think he's going to get jumped?
What celebrity you know who's not a rapper, besides rappers, who gets jumped? Nobody jumps actors.
All right, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw your brother get slapped on live TV, what would you have good intentions for Will?
Well, Chris Rock's brother did say, yo, was on and popping.
Right. Do you know how many Rock brothers there are?
Yeah, especially that was there. Yeah.
There's like 10 of them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So when I say it'd be interesting to see if Will get jumped, that's being realistic. Because you put hands on my fan.
Yeah.
We ain't got to like it. But see, again, it's two sides of the coin. They could care less about if he disrespected Jada. Fact is, you put hands on my brother, B. My brother ain't about that life.
That's the side I'm on. Like, I could care. I don't care for Jada. So it's like,
well, but see, here's the thing. You might not care for Jada, the married woman, but you can name two movies she's been in right now, right?
No.
No, really?
You can't
name me one movie she's been in.
Not recently, no.
I ain't talking about recent. I'm talking about a movie she's been in that you remember.
Oh, because
that's what a good movie is made of. Something you watched and you remember.
Girls Trip and Lowdown Dirty. Well, and there's Woo, and there's Lowdown Dirty Shane. Those are like the top three I can think of right now.
And for me, her best movie, Set It Off.
Oh yeah, Set It Off. Yeah, how about that?
Now, as an actress, I can appreciate her.
Mm-hmm.
What she does in her marriage life really ain't none of my business. How she conducts herself with her husband and her kids really ain't my business. But then at the same time, they Hollywood, or should I say Holly Weird. Their whole lifestyle is different.
Oh, I know.
You think we'll go to Walmart like me and you do?
Yeah.
I'm pull up to the fast food spot like, yo, let me get a double cheeseburger and a large fry?
The point that I was trying to make earlier is that everybody, I guess, is trying to get at the point where Will Smith is, yeah, you defend your wife, but you defend a wife who does not respect you in the slightest.
But that's how we view it, and that's their opinion. But if she didn't respect them, and it was what really people are saying, wouldn't that evidence be that she's filed for divorce?
She's not stupid either.
But again, if the marriage vows, mind you, if you go look in the Bible, none of these vows actually exist. This is a man-made thing. But if you actually listen to the vows, sickness and health, richer or poorer, till death do us part. That shit means we done. That's it. Most people can't commit to losing weight, let alone commit to somebody else.
Yeah.
So people are basically talking about something they can't comprehend because they can't do it for themselves. But it's always good to talk about somebody else because it takes away from where your life is or isn't.
Me personally, I like talking shit, but I could care less about the whole situation. I just understand both arguments based on how it comes off and represents. But other than that, I don't care.
See, I remember the last time I popped off on somebody. And I thought about what the consequences might have been. What would have actually happened was I would have ended up beating this man's ass, his wife's ass, and his child's ass as they got out the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I'm a thinking person, I'm thinking, yo, if I do beat all their asses, there's a pretty good chance that the precinct right down the block is going to get a phone call. It's my word against three other people. So is my peace, is my freedom worth these three dumbasses? Because in my world, I'd have put hands on it. That ain't a problem. This is about survival to me. You get in the way of my survival, I got to put you down. I'll give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But with this situation, okay, she's a bad wife. This ain't the only one.
No, won't be the last one either.
But she gave him 2 kids. Maybe she's going through some shit right now on her own, period.
You know, that's why she got Red Table Talk.
Yeah, but how many people are actually trying to do something about it? People say, and see, here's the thing. Perception is a motherfucker. Most people are going to perceive that the things that she's saying is negative. How many people can actually perceive the things she's saying as positive and healing?
I'm saying, everybody's talking about how he defended his wife. But ain't she supposed to be defending her man? I mean,
I ain't gonna front. I don't think she should have let it go down.
That's my point.
When he got up, she knew why he was getting up. But again, Will and Jade have been getting flack about their marriage. I'm gonna say from jump. People throwing in shit about, oh, she loved Tupac. She wanted to be with Tupac, which to me sounds like rhetoric because Tupac wasn't worrying about her.
Yeah, she was chasing him. We get that.
Yeah, but see, when they say she was chasing him, show me the evidence that she's been chasing.
The letter from her daughter.
Would you say Willow's the brightest person in the world?
Hey, hold up now. Aren't you disrespecting their daughter now?
I didn't give a fuck about respect or disrespecting her. I'm a parent. Somebody said, yo, I think your child's stupid. Well, if you're dumb enough to say this shit to my face, well, it might be consequences. But understand, nothing I'm saying right now, if Will Smith was to knock on my door right now, I'd still say the same shit to his face. Now, if we're going to get scrapping after that, fuck it, Will Smith going to the hospital. Because you on my property talking shit, and there's certain laws that back up what the fuck I'm going to do to him on my property.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm saying, man, she don't respect Will Smith, not because of Tupac or nothing like that. Whatever the reason is, I mean, come on.
That's how people perceive it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, look, you want to look. If you, I can care less what rich people go through. Okay, there's still people at the end of the day. You got money, boo, you know, whatever. But at the same time, you want to get help. You want to talk about it. There's ways to go about it without publicizing it and putting and giving the public your dirt, making your husband come off the type of way. I mean, she even said on the Red Table Talk, he didn't even please her in bed. Like, you don't have to publicize any of that ish.
Okay, but see what she's saying? Mm-hmm. How many black women out here, how many women out here saying that, period? Yeah. Sex is not about pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something that we do for pleasure, but that's not the point of it. It's just that it's become something that people do for pleasure. The purpose of sex is to make children. That's the purpose.
I get that. No, I get that, but you get what I'm saying too.
No, I get that part. But see, yeah. when you have the basic understanding of what something's used for, anything else you're throwing at it is bullshit.
Mm.
If your car is to be driven going forward, are we going to start driving it backwards because we see a bunch of other people doing it?
No, I get that. But the point I'm saying is, did Will Smith do the right thing by defending his wife? Okay, sure. To some aspect, he did. I'm saying let his wife show the same respect that he shows her. That's it. And she hasn't done that. Period.
I disagree. If you saw the interview or the Red Table Talk when he said I was done with you, did you see that?
Yeah. It was the same night when he said bad marriage for life, which is the most cringiest thing I've ever seen.
But did he not check her?
If you want to call out a check.
He told I was done with you. I honestly feel like Will Smith at some point in their marriage was considering divorce, not Jada. Yeah. Based on that interaction they had.
Well, my thing is, I feel like the whole aspect of the open relationship was because he can't deal with her. Or she can't deal with him. It was some idea.
Well, how about it was just that there was something they came to understand that, look, we live a Hollywood lifestyle. We're going to be apart from each other sometimes months at a time. People get lonely. You got groupies, I got groupies. We might have a moment of weakness. Let's just be real about that. Most people can't handle that level of realness, but they were.
Well, expect more jokes, Will Smith, from more celebrities. And I promise you, there's going to be more in his face. I'm not wishing for it. I just know it's going to happen.
It might not, but you know what? At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck.
No.
I got my shit I'm trying to do. I ain't got time to sit back outside of this and talk about the shit that I didn't even watch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even watch the Oscars. That shit was sent to me in a link. It's not like I was sitting there and I'm watching like, oh man, I got to watch these Oscars. It's a show that I've come to realize I don't watch the show because the shit don't be about us anyway. And now all of a sudden the show's about it.
Yeah, I didn't find it tomorrow. I didn't watch the Oscars. I didn't find it the next day.
I mean, aside from not giving a fuck about that, I could care less about the Oscars, period. Like, honestly, before he got the joint for portraying Venus and Serena's father, when he did that movie with his son, I don't know if he got nominated, but I know he could have won for that.
That movie's trash.
What, the one with his son?
Yeah, him and his son together on that space shit.
No, the one where he was poor, broke, and trying to come up.
Oh, Pursuit of Happiness? Okay, he did two movies with his son.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, the other one was trash.
No, the other one was trash, but the one where he was trying to come up?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. That was a true story.
Yeah.
That shit was fire. But from an Academy point of view, I wouldn't have gave it to him. Because you're in there with your son, so you bringing out that emotion is a lot easier with your son. It's a lot easier for you to formulate in your head that's your son and put that emotion out there. But, you know, Will Smith's career, I think it's still going to be there.
I ain't seen nothing about his career being...
It's a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from this, Will Smith has had an unblemished history. I mean, even Denzel had to go through some shit with Sanaa Lathan, rumors mm-hmm. or what have you. Now, just because you got him on video slapping somebody, there's going to be opinions that go left and right, left and right. But at the end of the day, if I'm somebody making movies, all I'm concerned about is how much money this man can make. And if anybody thinks that Will Smith can't make money for somebody still, you're bugging.
Of course he could. We're not taking that away from him. We're just saying that his personal life,
which ain't nobody's business.
Oh, I'm saying everybody's saying basically you're not the man you portray yourself to be in these movies.
But why would we think that? It's a fucking movie.
No,
you really think he act like the dude in Bad Boys?
No, I get that. I'm not saying I do. But I'm just saying what the general public has been saying from
start. All right, so should we think that Chris Rock is really Pookie?
No, of course not.
Should we think that Chris Rock really was a fake gangster rapper?
No.
What they do in movies is not their life. It's a moment in time. They're playing a character. Will Smith plays characters.
No, I know.
But don't forget that Will Smith is still from Philly.
What that mean?
Same shit when somebody says I'm from Bronx, I'm from Brooklyn, I'm from LA.
Oh no, that don't mean shit. We just said shit to sound hard. That don't mean shit.
Yeah, for most people it's say because it don't mean shit, but what's it mean when you hear somebody say that?
Oh, anytime somebody tell me that, I'm like, and what that mean?
Well, I get it, but I know that it usually means I think because I'm from here, I'm this, that, or other. Great, B, if you think you hard, mm-hmm. prove it. But that's just me. I know a lot of people talk shit, they ain't never been through shit.
True. I think we were past an hour, yo.
It's all good, but you know, maybe this topic deserved a little bit more than an hour.
Yeah. I think we said peace. So this is there's gonna be a lot of comments on this one.
It should be. I hope so. But you know, at the end of the day, whatever happens between Will and Jada, that's their business. Honestly, I don't like even hearing about the shit.
Oh, you know, you're gonna be hearing about this for months.
No, I'm not really, because I don't watch the news. I rarely watch the news.
Somebody's gonna bring depressing. I'm saying somebody's gonna bring it to your attention.
Oh, somebody will.
Well.
And I might ask them, depending on who brings it, why are you sending me this bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I'm not going to go look for it. Honestly, if nobody ever told me about this shit,
mm-hmm.
it would not be coming off my lips. Because I don't watch the Oscars. I have supported Will Smith by going to pay for his movies. But like most black folks, most melanated people, if it was still in existence, bro, you know I'm getting a bootleg. Just keep it 100. I'm getting a bootleg.
He's still getting a bootleg.
Nowadays, instead of getting a bootleg, what we do? Fire stick.
Yep.
Which is a bootleg.
Yeah, which is definitely a bootleg, man.
And that's because ultimately all of these dollars that we put out, how does it come back to my community? When New Jack City came out, do you think there was a bigger crackdown on the crack dealers? Do you think there was more neighborhood reform?
Probably not. Yeah, that's the topic for another day, man. I got things I got to do today. I'm out, man.
Yeah, I got to go handle this business, fam. You know.
Yeah, that's the podcast, people. Till next time.
Peace.
Peace.